We've started a conversation this week on PM about a good death, because talking about death, whether you're a doctor, a family member, or the one who's dying, helps a good death to happen. And so does receiving palliative care as early as possible. But that doesn't always happen. So what palliative care services are on offer in Australia? Who is missing out? And what more could be done to ensure that everyone that needs it is getting the care and the death that they want? Here's the second part of Louise Creeley's special report.
With a growing and ageing population, Australia's palliative care services have never been busier. And what we offer here is good, says Cancer Council Australia's Sanchia Aranda.
So our palliative care services compare pretty well globally, although we probably have less home palliative care availability than in some other like nations, such as the United Kingdom, but we do much better than, say, the United States. So it's pretty good. Our staff are very highly trained and qualified.
Professor Aranda has worked in palliative care for almost 40 years, and she got a very personal perspective on the process last year when her niece died of cancer at home.
And she had a considerably difficult death, but was still enabled to be at home by the provision of things like a syringe driver, which is a medication pump that you can just pop in under the skin. Her family didn't have to worry about having to learn to manage any of that. And the staff were there at the end of the phone when they had any questions. They were able to provide equipment like a comfortable chair and a commode, those sorts of things. So lots of practical support as well as that important emotional support.
Professor Aranda says despite some initial resistance from family, the palliative care at home helped her niece get the death she wanted.
I think they'd been very frightened of death. They didn't really want to be there at the end for her, and yet everybody was beside her. They sort of got to understand the peacefulness that can exist around someone dying, and importantly, they helped to fulfil her wishes to die at home, no matter how difficult that was, and the palliative care service really enabled that.
But palliative care isn't just about dying at home. Felicity Burns is Director of Community Palliative Care in Northern Sydney for Hammond Care.
Yes, most people in Australia will tell you their preferred place of death is home, but we also know that changes. So we need to make sure that we've got that rapport and that relationship so people have a choice throughout their trajectory, and it can change, and that's okay.
The exact models of palliative care differ across Australia, with each state and territory having a different approach to providing the services. As well as in the home, it can be provided in hospital, in a hospice, and in residential aged care facilities. Ms. Burns says Hammond Care is looking to strengthen the link between palliative care and nursing homes.
We actually just completed a project for 12 months where we looked at trying to upskill the residential aged care nurses in palliative care so as that we could actually empower them to feel more comfortable providing good palliative care. But we definitely need to keep that link. We definitely need to make sure that the patients in residential aged care are receiving good palliative care.
In 2015 to 2016, more than 50% of those in hospital for palliative care were people aged 75 and over. But Felicity Burns says it's younger people, those under 60, with a terminal illness that often fall through the cracks.
We really could put further investment into, I think, as a society. Currently, there are younger people in residential aged care facilities, which I think is and can be very challenging for the person, for their family, and for the other residents around them.
Stephen Duckett is the Health Program Director at the Grattan Institute. He says the quality of palliative care services across Australia varies from state to state and between rural and urban areas.
We have to first acknowledge that it needs to improve. You know, practically every state says, oh, they've got a wonderful palliative care system and we've just invested X amount of dollars into it and so on. So that's good. But what we know is that people are missing out on palliative care. What we know is that people can't get enough palliative care to live in the place where they want to live when they're dying and to die in the place where they want to die.
He also says we don't know enough about where the gaps are and more accurate data is needed on who is missing out on palliative care.
Even though there's many agencies are being funded, they're not being funded to collect consistent data to make that data publicly available.
And while Stephen Duckett says more government funding in the sector is needed, that additional investment would lead to savings for the entire health system in the long term.
What we know, from an economist's point of view, is that actually palliative care is not only is it better for the patient, but it's also better for the health system because it saves us money. If people get access to palliative care early, they actually live longer than if they get access to palliative care later. But we also know that people who get access to palliative care use hospital services less, they use emergency departments less. And so there's actually savings to the system if we actually provide more palliative care.
Stephen Duckett is the Health Program Director at the Grattan Institute. Louise Creeley reporting. And tomorrow night, the final part in our series, with those who are most affected by these issues, the dying and the family members that care for them. And if you missed the first part of Louise's report, go to the PM website, search ABC PM. It's there for you.